The vice president of the Electric Power Research Institute predicts that by the year 2030, 40% of the cars on the road in the nation will be plug-in electric hybrids. Henry Courtright says those cars will be producing much less CO2 than conventional gas-powered cars. But he says in order to gain the most in energy savings, the batteries in those cars will need to communicate directly with the utility company so they can recharge from any location.
What you need to be able to do is that electric system know where you are. It's your car. I'm plugging in at this point, and I'm buying electricity at this time of day and get charged. It can be charged to your Visa, MasterCard, your electric bill, but you need that communications capability to be able to do it.
Courtright says the technology to link the batteries to global positioning satellites exists already. It's just a matter of putting it together and making it work. When it comes to reducing CO2 emissions from coal plants, though, Courtright says the best hope is using coal to produce synthetic gas and then injecting the CO2 produced in that process into deep saline aquifers. Wisconsin's geology doesn't include such aquifers, but Keith Riopel of the group Clean Wisconsin says the state could take advantage of coal-to-gas technology in states like Illinois that do.
Then you're just really moving natural gas around in pipelines, which of course we already have an extensive network of, and then building gas combined cycle plants in Wisconsin, which, by the way, one of the most efficient power plants as well, much more efficient than coal plants are.
That proposal is already on a list of potential greenhouse gas reduction strategies the Governor's Task Force is currently considering. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.